Bitachon for Life, Shiur number 211, Sunday, Parshas Vayera. We are discussing the way a person can develop feelings of machsi, and we explain that machsi is perhaps the most important level of bitachon. Now, we received many questions regarding what we discussed last week, and we'll Amirtz Hashem try to analyze every single question. Just as a general rule, we appreciate every single question and we will try to respond to every request that we receive, whether publicly or privately, but please do not hesitate to forward your questions. We will, Amirtz Hashem, respond to every single one of them. So let's focus on what we are discussing. Amirtz Hashem, we will try to get to all the questions over the next few days. But number one, we explain that the concept of machsi is really the foundation that future levels of bitachon are built on. Because machsi means that I walk around feeling protected. I walk around feeling that there's someone taking care of every single minute detail in my life. And when I feel that, my next natural response is to rely on that individual for future issues that I have, be it small or big. But it's all based on a feeling of machsi. So let's explain how we feel machsi. We mentioned last week that when a person realizes the favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, he will feel machsi. And the truth is that this past Yom Neiram, we were discussing that if a person would make a Kabbalah to write down every single day three or four favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, he will change his attitude completely towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, it's an exercise and it takes time, but ultimately when a person starts realizing the favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, his entire attitude will change. He will develop feelings of machsi. So let's just clarify what that means. It doesn't mean that a person should write down specific favors that Hashem did for him today. For example, that the weather's nice, or that he was able to close this deal, or that he was able to get his child into the school that he wanted, or that he had a good day. These are all wonderful things, but they're not going to help a person feel machsi, because they're usually a one-time occurrence. To truly feel machsi, our objective is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us 24/7, 365 days a year. Every single second of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us what we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us things that we don't need, just things that we want. So that's the objective of this list that we're supposed to make. To help us realize not the supernatural things, so to speak, the regular things that come along. To appreciate our smell, to appreciate our taste, to appreciate our health, to appreciate our parnasa. A person has to appreciate that Baruch Hashem he has parnasa, someone that has parnasa. But we have to appreciate that Baruch Hashem we have parnasa, Baruch Hashem we have children. Every person has something to appreciate, but more importantly is to appreciate the things that are constant. Because that helps us feel machsi, that helps us feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly surrounding us with favors. So if we would sit down every day, it takes between 10 and 25 seconds, depending on how many favors you already wrote down. If a person would take the 25 seconds to just write down constant favors, to appreciate constant favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, with 25 seconds, we can change our attitude completely and develop feelings of machsi.